Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
Sounded really, really ill in your post-match interview. It was a case of fighting off flu as well as a very plucky opponent there tonight.
I've been a bit sick since Sunday, so it's moving, so we're managing and dealing with it, and yeah.
Did you have to sort of dose yourself up on paracetamol and Lemsip and night nurse to get through it?
I'm doing everything I can to kind of recover and manage and... just dealing with it. I mean, I've been dealing with it since Sunday, so we just keep dealing with it.
Can you just talk us through the second set? Because obviously the first set was a big fight, and then the second set really seemed to sort of get away, and then just talk through.
The first set to be fair, the whole match was quite tricky in its own way. I mean, she's a very tough opponent to play, and the first set there was very little in it, so I thought I did well in just staying tough and really just trying to find a way, and I got a little opening and I thought I was able to then close it out. In that second set, I don't actually think I did too much wrong. My opponent, she raised her level a lot and I didn't quite raise it as well. To be fair, there was a period there where I think she hit like, I don't know, two games straight winners. So, you know, it wasn't that much that I did wrong necessarily. In the third set, I felt I raised my level again. I actually ran away with it a little bit, but I knew up until the very end that until I was shaking hands with her, it was not going to be over.
As you were saying, yeah, you knew that she was going to come back. So what were you feeling at Love 40 in that final game, and how did you pull yourself through?
I mean, to be honest, I just quite consciously I kind of accepted my fate either way. I was very conscious of the good things that I was doing and also giving credit to my opponent. I mean, I don't think I played very many break points for me or game points for me or where she really gave it to me. I actually had to earn a lot of the chances that I got, and also taking those chances I had to earn a lot. So She played really well when she was down, and I kind of accepted that was the case there as well, and was just trusting in the things that I was doing, and it was going to happen if it wasn't. But I was enjoying actually being in such a tough situation.
Jo, congratulations.
Thank you.
Apologies in advance for another baking bread analogy.
Don't worry.
But another good win. Your fine form on clay continues. Are you on the roll?
I'm definitely playing good tennis right now. I think I'm competing well. When I'm presented with tough situations out there, I keep a cool head and I'm managing to problem solve well, which makes me difficult to play. However, it's not always an upward trajectory, and I've really fought very hard in a lot of matches, and a lot of matches I had to turn around. I was down in a lot of them, so. Overall, just pleased with the tennis that I'm playing, and for me it just feels like a continuous development on just getting better, and it's nice to be rewarded with some great wins in the last few weeks, but it keeps moving forward, doesn't it?
Not sure if you're aware, Jo, but you're the first British woman through to the third round here since 1992. That must be something you're particularly proud of.
I didn't know before now, but that's nice. I never doubted my ability on the surface, so it's nice to have some reward for that. But again, I'm just happy to have played a tough match today and looking forward to playing another tough one on Friday, I guess.
Why do you think it is that British women have had such little success here in the last 20, 30 years?
Oh, I don't know. I can't really answer that. I don't know.
Also laid low with illness was Kiki Bertens, who you could have played in the next round. So you have Victoria Kozmova. It'll be a first time meeting for you. Any thoughts on, have you seen her play? Have you sort of seen anything that she's done?
I might have practiced with her last year here, I think, if it's a girl that I'm thinking of. And if it's a girl that I'm thinking of, she's played some good matches recently, I think. I think I played, was she the girl that played Barty in Rome? Do you know? Or Simona or Simona in Madrid. Yeah, no. So she's a big hitter. She plays big balls from what I've seen, but I haven't spoken to Dimitri about it yet or prepared yet for it at all.
I don't know if you're aware that that was your 150th match win as well.
Oh, do these sorts breaking of, records today.
Do these sorts of milestones, obviously, you weren't aware of that. I wondered if what sort of significance they carried, if anything at all. You know, how you're aware of when you're sort of notching up these figures as you go along.
I mean, I'm not. I remember, was it in Nottingham or somewhere? Where was it that I got, was it 100 in Nottingham, was it? I don't know. I remember that one because I got like a little flower plaque something after my match in Nottingham, my first round of Nottingham, so I remember that, but no, otherwise I don't really keep a track of it or remember or look into it until it happens and I get told in a press conference room or I get handed a flower plaque on court.
Will you train tomorrow or rest to get
are you,
over?
Are you finished? Do you want to go? I mean, you're all good.
I'm sorry.
I'm joking. We're done. Yeah, okay. I'm joking.
Will you practice tomorrow, or will you have a rest to get over your flu or cold or whatever it is?
I mean, we'll see. I mean, we've been taking it kind of day by day and just managing things well. And I have a practice booked, and we'll see how I wake up, how I sleep. And I mean, we've been doing our best to manage things well and to just do the things to basically tick over, but try to not expend energy where I don't need to. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.